The Old Testament, Psalm 103.
大概在圣经的中间的地方。
Approximately in the center of the Bible.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
路加福音，新约路加福音。
Luke, in the New Testament, the Gospel according to Luke.
新约的第三卷书。
It's in the third. It's the third book in the New Testament.
第一章
Chapter 1.
路加福音第一章
Luke chapter
1. 七十八节
Verse 78.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
以弗所书第二章，在新约。以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2。
在新约的大概其。从前面翻三分之二的地方
2/3 into the New Testament
以弗所书第二章
Chapter 2 in Ephesians
第一节
Verse 1
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you used to live when you followed the way of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy,
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved.
还有叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
最后我们读罗马书第九章。
Finally, let us turn to Romans chapter 9.
往前翻啊，前翻，翻到罗马书第九章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 9.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
罗马书第九章二十二节。
Romans 9:22.
倘若神要显明他的愤怒。彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可怒预备遭毁灭的器皿。
What if God, choosing to show his wrath and made his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath, prepared for destruction?
又要将他丰富的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。
What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory?
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
We're just going to read at this point.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。早晨，我们是在靠着你的怜悯。再一次的聚在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we can gather again once by your mercy.
早晨我们在仰望你自己的面光来照亮我们。
This morning as we look upon you, may your countenance shine on us.
让我们每一个人都被带到你自己的面前。
May each one of us may be brought before you.
愿你成为我们每一个人心中的安慰。
May you become the peace in our heart.
愿你的话语成为我们的亮光。
Your words become our light.
愿你的恩典今天就覆辟在我们的身上。
May your grace be poured down on us.
让我们在这里能够来遇见你。
That we may meet you here.
让我们在这里能够听见你向我们所说的话语。
That we may hear your voice here.
我们是在仰望你自己的怜悯和恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy.
除非你自己在这里向我们说话。
It is only if you speak to us here by yourselves.
我们在这里都是徒然。
We are here in vain.
主，我们求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
我们把我们自己都交在你的手里。
Lord, we hand ourselves over to you.
你做成你自己的工。
Complete your own work.
求你与我们同在。
Lord, be with us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
今天早晨和弟兄姊妹。交通一个题目，就是神的怜悯。
This morning I want to share a topic with the brothers and sisters here this morning, and that is God's mercy.
我相信这个题目是我们每一个人所最熟悉的一个题目。
I trust this is a very familiar topic to many of us.
因为我们天天都靠着神的怜悯而过生活。
Because each day we live by the mercies of God.
我们每一个人都多多的经历到了神的怜悯。
Because each of us have experienced God's mercy.
我们都晓得怜悯乃是神的主权。
We know that mercy is the right of God.
他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Because he can have mercy on whom he
desires. 他要恩待谁就恩待谁。
He can give grace to whomever he
desires. 没有人可以向他说不。
No one can say to him no.
没有人可以在他面前有任何的作为。
No one can do anything before
him. 因为一切都是他的怜悯。
Because everything is his mercy.
我想我们在主里稍微久一点的时候，
If we've been in the Lord for a little bit of time,
我们真的深深晓得这件事。
We will deeply understand this issue.
不光是我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们这是神的怜悯。
Not only when we are first redeemed and saved, we understand that is by God's mercy.
我们得救之前，我们也知道在神的怜悯之下。
We know that even before that, we were under God's mercy.
若不是神的怜悯，可能我们这个生命早就不存在这个地上了。
If it was not for God's mercy, our life may not exist on this earth.
我记得在我很小的时候。
I remember when I was a child.
我那个时候在农村，在一个亲戚家里。
I was in the countryside by in a relative's home.
不知道我为什么有个观念说这个火车会绕着人走路。
I didn't know why I had this concept that the train will go around a person.
所以我就站在铁道上。
So I stood on the railroad track.
那个火车就一直向我开过来。
And the train approached me, speeding at me.
我觉得这时候他要从我旁边绕过去。
But I thought that the train would turn and go around me.
我觉得是神的怜悯。
But I think this is God's mercy.
若不是神的怜悯。
If it was not God's mercy.
弟兄姊妹，我们想一想，我们今天这个生命还能存在这个地上吗？
We can think about it, and we wonder if we would still be here on this earth.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
when we are first saved,
实在是神的怜悯。
It is truly God's mercy.
多少的时候我们愿意逃避他。
Many times we want to run away from
him. 有的时候我们来抵挡他。
And many times we reject him.
但神就是在他的怜悯的里面就救了我们。
But in his mercy, he saved us.
有一个弟兄，他听了福音，很受感动。
One of the brothers heard the gospel and he was touched.
但是他想说不能够受洗。
But he thought to himself, I cannot get baptized.
我不能够归在主的名下。
I cannot be under the name of the Lord.
因为从此我就没有自由了。
Because from that point, I will not be free.
从此我那些喜乐就没有了。
I will not have any more joy.
所以他就躲避神的儿女。
So he hid away from the children of
God. 我们怎么叫他都不来了。
No matter how much we invite him to come, he will not come.
有一天下雨，他开车。
One day he was driving in a rainstorm.
他那个速度不快不慢。
He wasn't going fast and he wasn't going slow.
就在转弯的时候，一下子那个车子就打滑。
But when he was making a turn, his car started to hydroplane.
就撞在一棵大树上。
And his car struck a large tree.
他的车完全撞瘪了。
And his car was completely smashed.
但是他一点事都没有。
But he was not injured at all.
他那次撞醒了。
At that time he was awakened.
他说我要回到聚会的里面。
He says, I need to return to the fellowship.
我要让神做我的主。
I want the Lord to be.
我愿意归在他的名下。
I want God to be my Lord. I want to be in His name.
弟兄姊妹，回想我们自己蒙恩得救的故事。
If we recall the story of our own redemption,
我们真的晓得这是神的怜悯。
We know that this is truly God's mercy.
如果不是神的怜悯
，that it was not for God's mercy,
我们怎么会坐在这里
？How can we be still sitting?
如果不是神的怜悯，我们怎么会蒙开启？
How can we, if it's not for God's mercy, how can we be?
我们怎么会知道主是这样的可爱
？How will we ever know that the Lord is so lovable?
我记得有一次，在我们年轻聚会里面的时候
，I remember once in our young people's fellowship.
在这个College Station 那边呢，有一个年轻的特会。
In College Station there was a special meeting for young people.
我根本就不想去的。
I didn't want to go.
但是呢，我不知道为什么那天就。突然起意就要去了
，But I don't know why. But that day, I just all of a sudden decided to go.
带我们去的这些年长弟兄们，他们就很高兴。
And the elderly brothers and sisters that brought us, they were very joyful.
可是到了聚会里面，他知道那个信息啊是非常基本的信息。
And when they got there, they realized that the message there was a very basic message.
就是讲主耶稣基督他为我们成就了什么。
And the topic was just what the Lord Jesus Christ had accomplished.
就是讲主的宝血。
And it only talked about God's precious blood.
就讲主的十字架。
And it talked about the cross.
而他们都在那打瞌睡。
And they were there. They were very dozing off.
因为他们听了太多次了。
Because they've heard this so many times.
而他们实在非常的爱主。
But indeed, they love the Lord.
但是不知道是不是那天讲员讲的不好呢，还是因为他们听了太多了。
I don't know whether that day was the speaker was bad or they've heard it so many times.
他们都在打瞌睡。
And they were dozing off.
但是那一天当我坐在那里的时候。
But that day when I was sitting there.
神向我显现。
The Lord revealed himself to me.
我不知道为什么。
I do not know why.
我里面有个感觉。
I had this feeling inside.
如果我这一生不能够侍奉这一位的神。
If I cannot serve this Lord,
我这一生是白白的度过。
And then my life would be completely wasted.
弟兄姊妹都是神的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, truly it is God's mercy.
当我们回想我们在属灵上的成长的时候
，When we recall our spiritual growth,
真的是神的怜悯。
Truly, this is God's mercy.
当我们侍奉神的时候
，When we serve the Lord,
实在是神的怜悯。
It is God's mercy.
主说不在乎那定义的。不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎那发怜悯的神。
It is not, the Lord says it's not the one who runs or the horse, but it is by God's mercy.
那有一次，我们的迎新的聚会。
One time we had a newcomers meeting.
我觉得需要出去接新生。
I decided that I need to go and welcome the new students.
但是里面感觉你不要出去了。
But I had this feeling said, oh, you do not have to go.
你需要回到房间去好好祷告。
You need to go back to your room and pray.
你需要祷告。
You need to pray.
但我觉得不行，我要开车出去接人。
But I said to myself, no, I need to go and
pick them up. 因为我一看那个聚会地方一个人都没有。
And I looked at the meeting place and there was nobody there.
我说哎呀，如果一个人都没有来，我们迎什么新呢
？If no one comes, then what newcomers can we welcome?
所以我一定要奔跑。
So I need to go run.
我定义了。
I've made this convinced.
我非得出去不可。
I need to go.
虽然里面感觉你不要出去了。
Even though the feeling inside me says do not go.
但我一定要出去。
But I decided I must go.
我就到学生最多的地方去。
I went to the place where there is the most students.
我出去半个多小时。
I went there for half an hour.
去好几个地方。
I went to several places.
一个人都没见到。
I didn't find anybody.
当我回到聚会的地方的时候
And then when I went back to the meeting place,
聚会里面满了人
The meeting place was full of people.
全都是人
It's completely full.
那个时候我就想起主的这句话
And then I thought of this word from the Lord.
不在乎那定义的
It is not up to the person who's
不在乎那奔跑的
decided in his mind, and it's not up to the person who runs.
在乎那发怜悯的神
But it is up to the Lord who gives mercy.
你为什么不倚靠神？
Why did you not depend on the Lord?
为什么不祷告神？
Why did you not pray to the Lord?
为什么不为这些灵魂在神的面前切切的祈求？
Why did you not seek before the Lord for the souls?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们稍微经历点神的怜悯
Brothers and sisters, if we experience God's mercy,
我们就不敢再靠我们自己
You would not dare to just depend on yourself.
不靠我们自己的方法
It is not, you would not dare to
不靠我们自己的努力
depend on your own methods or your own efforts.
当我们抚养我们孩子的时候
When we raise our children
弟兄姊妹我们有时候很有智慧
Sometimes we are very wise
我们为他们设计了很多很多的节目
We've planned many activities for
我们在我们好像把所有的时间都摆在他们的身上
We've placed all our time in their lives
我觉得很多时候我们的孩子是第一位的
And we think that our children is number one
没有人能够超过我们的孩子
There's no one greater than our kids
只要孩子有了需要
If our child has a need If he has this desire,
我们觉得我们可以用我们浑身的解处去帮助他。
We can use our whole life to help him.
弟兄姊妹，不在乎那定义的。
Brothers and sisters, it's not by the man
who decides himself. 不在乎那奔跑的。
It's not up to the person who runs.
在乎那是怜悯的神。
But it is up to the Lord who gives mercy.
在我们聚会里面有一个姊妹，她的家境非常的困难。
There is a sister in the fellowship whose family had a lot of family difficulties. Her child was very small. But she brought both of her children by herself to the fellowship.
不仅去主日的聚会,
Not only does she go
to the
Sunday and the Friday night Bible study,
星期二的祷告聚会,
and the Tuesday night prayer meeting,
周三的弟兄家的查经聚会,
and the Bible study on Wednesday,
星期四的姊妹聚会,
the sisters meeting on Thursday.
感谢神,
I thank the Lord.
她告诉我,
she told me,
她的儿子生了还不到一个月。
Her child is not, her son is not a month old.
她晚上根本不需要起来。
And she does not even need to get up at night.
姊妹, 我们怎样养我们的孩子呢?
How do we raise our children?
我们是不是常常定义呢?
Have we made up our mind?
我们是不是常常奔跑呢?
Have we gone out to run?
弟兄姊妹，在乎那发怜悯的神。
But it is the God who gives mercy.
我想这是我们都晓得的。
We all know this.
这是我们天天都经历的。
This is something that we experience every day.
而且我们晓得神的怜悯是何等严肃的一件事。
You know that God's mercy is a very serious issue.
当我们读罗马书第九章的时候
When we read Romans chapter 9,
那里告诉我们说神把全世界的人都分成两类。
We know that the Lord has separated all the people into two categories.
一类叫做遭毁灭的器皿。
One group are the people who are objects of his destruction.
一类叫做蒙怜悯的器皿。
And another group is the objects of his mercy.
你只能够属于其中的一类。
You can only belong to one group.
你不可能哪个都不属。You
cannot be both group and
you cannot be neither group.
You must be in one group.
你必须属于其中的一个。
You must be in one group.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们，我们如果不认识神的怜悯。
It tells us here that if we do not understand God's mercy,
这是何等一件严肃的事。
This is such a serious topic.
我相信没有一个人愿意成为遭毁灭的器皿。
I trust that no one wants to be an object of destruction.
我们都愿意成为一个蒙怜悯的器皿。
We all desire to be objects of grace, of mercy.
这是我们都晓得的。
We all know this.
这是我们都经历的。
This is something that we've experienced.
这是从一面来讲的。
This is from, we can talk about this from this perspective.
但是我们如果从另一方面来讲。
But from another perspective.
我们在神面前不得不承认一件事。
We cannot help but to admit one thing.
就是我们对神的怜悯的认识是非常非常有限的。
That our understanding of God's mercy is very limited.
如果没有圣灵的开启
If it is not from the revelation of
the Holy
Spirit,
若不是圣灵在这指教我们
The Holy Spirit does not teach us.
我们对神怜悯的认识是非常肤浅的。
our understanding of God's mercy is very shallow.
甚至是错误的。
And often it may even be mistaken.
当我在读大学的时候
When I was in college,
那个时候我们有一些的选修课。
There are some elective courses that we can take.
有一个选修课叫做这个古典音乐欣赏。
One of the classes was appreciation of classical music.
我觉得我一点音乐细胞都没有。
I knew that I didn't have any appreciation for music.
我需要去学这门课。
I need to go take this class.
在那个课里面，老师教我们各种各样的乐器的声音。
And in that class, the professor taught us all the different sounds of the different instruments.
交响乐里面怎样把它们配合在一起
？And how the orchestra coordinates all the
那个声音怎样的美
？And how beautiful the sound is.
所以你们在这个听交响乐的，你要听出那个每个音那个乐器的声音。
He said that when we go to the orchestra, we need to be able to hear the sound of each instrument.
我学了半天还是没学会。
I studied for a long time and I still don't think I have it.
我只能听出钢琴的声音。
I can only hear the piano.
其他的声音都听不清楚了。
I cannot hear any of the other sounds.
弟兄姊妹。我们需要有学习
Brothers and sisters, we need to have
我们需要有里面的一种的感觉
We need to have this feeling from inside
我们才能看见那个美
Then we can see the beauty
我们才能看见那一个和谐
Only then can we see the harmony
那我这个没有学会我就又上了另外一门课
So since I couldn't get this class, I took another class
就是西方艺术欣赏
It's the Eastern appreciation for Western art.
啊，那告诉我们那些绘画。
And it shows us all these different paintings.
啊，告诉我们那个绘画是怎样的美。
And they tell us how beautiful that painting.
告诉那种画是怎么画出来的。
And how that painting was done.
到底是这个油画呢，还是水彩画呢，还是什么样的画
？Whether it's an oil painting or a watercolor.
学了半天还是没学会。
I took that class, but I still don't think I have.
明明是油画，我说那是水彩画。
It was obviously an oil painting, but I called it a watercolor.
如果你把这个名画摆在纽约的大都市博物馆里面
，If you have the this painting in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York,
我会站在他面前好好的看一番。
I will stand before the painting and look at it for a while.
好像我很会欣赏的样子。
Like as if I knew how to appreciate it.
但如果那幅画被偷掉了
，But even if that painting was stolen,
那么后来跑到这个跳蚤市场去卖。
And if it was being sold in the flea market,
你知道我连一眼都不会看它的。
I would not even look at that painting at all.
因为我会装着我会懂这些事情。
Because I'll pretend that I understand.
我觉得我好像我懂了那个美。
Because I think I might understand what that beauty is.
弟兄姊妹，我一点都不懂。
But I do not understand it at all.
弟兄姊妹，我们天然的人没有办法来明白属灵的事。
Brothers and sisters, in our natural man, we cannot understand the spiritual things.
若不是神的圣灵来光照我们
，If it is not for the Holy Spirit that
若不是神的圣灵来指示我们
，shines upon us and instructs us.
关于神本性的那些的美德
，If that He instructs us on the beauty of God's nature,
我们看不出来
，We would never be able to see it.
我们常常看错
，We are often mistaken in our
我们觉得那不和谐。
Sometimes we see it and we think.
我们常常觉得神本性的那些的荣耀常常是矛盾的。
Sometimes we think that the glory of God's nature is contradictory.
当恶人发达的时候
，when the evil men are prosper.
当义人受苦的时候
，when the righteous is suffering.
我们就看不出神的公平来。
We cannot see God's justice.
我们神哪有公平的神呢
？How can there be a just God?
神真的是公义的吗
？Is God truly just?
当你爱主的时候
，When you love the Lord，
你遭遇了极大的艰难
，And you go through so much difficulties，
你看的神的爱还是那样的美吗
？Can you see the beauty of God's love？
你觉得神的爱还是那样的和谐吗
？Do you think that God's love is harmonious？
哦，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
当我们来认识神的怜悯的时候
，When we understand God's mercy，
我们要真的在主面前承认这件事。
We need to confess one thing.
需要神的圣灵来指示我们。
We need God's Holy Spirit to instruct us.
要不然我们觉得神的怜悯是一件不美的事情。
Because we will think that God's mercy is something that is not beautiful.
是一件矛盾的事情。
It is something that is contradictory.
为什么神怜悯我们，而且还审判我们呢？
Why does God have mercy on us, yet he judges?
为什么都是一切都是神的怜悯？为什么我们还有责任呢？
If it's all God's mercy, why do we still have responsibilities?
那个和谐点到底在哪里呢？
Where does it all come together?
那个美到底在哪里呢？
Where is that beauty?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有神圣灵的开启，
If we do not have the revelation from the Holy Spirit,
我们对神怜悯的认识常常是肤浅，甚至是错误的。
That our understanding of God's mercy is often shallow and sometimes incorrect.
所以早晨我们盼望借着主的话来稍微对神的怜悯都有一点的认识。
So this morning through God's word, let us have a little bit more understanding of God's mercy.
我们看诗篇103篇这段话。
Let us look at Psalm 103.
我们知道说到神的怜悯，我们有很熟悉的一段圣经，就是诗篇103篇。
When we talk about God's mercy, we know that there's a very familiar passage in the scriptures, and that is in Psalm 103.
当我们读过这一篇诗篇的时候，
Once we've read this psalm,
我们知道它实在是讲到神的怜悯。
We know that truly it speaks of God's mercy.
特别是第八节到第十节这一段。
Especially from verse 8 to verse 10.
其实整篇都是讲神的怜悯。
But truly the whole psalm speaks of God's mercy.
但是因为时间的缘故，我们今天早晨只看这三节。
But because of time, we will just look at these three verses.
这里面他告诉我们说耶和华有怜悯。
It says here, the Lord is merciful.
耶和华有恩典。
He is gracious.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
什么叫耶和华有怜悯有恩典呢？
What does it mean when it says the Lord is merciful and gracious?
怜悯和恩典有什么分别呢？
What is the difference between mercy and grace?
我们知道恩典乃是主他自己说的。
Grace is something that he says himself.
神所赐给我们最宝贵的就是恩典。
The most precious thing God gives us is his grace.
神也最愿意把恩典赐给我们。
He desires to give us his grace.
因为恩典乃是指的主自己说的。
Because this is something from his perspective.
他乃是把他的自己赐给我们。
He has given himself to us.
但是我们是怎样一种光景？
But what is our condition?
我们是不是一般圣洁的人？
Are we a holy people?
我们不是。
We are not.
我们太不配了。
We are not worthy.
我们不配得神的恩典。
We are not worthy of God's grace.
所以神就应该是怜悯把恩典赐给我们。
But by God's mercy, he has given us his grace.
所以怜悯是什么呢？
So what is mercy?
怜悯乃是神把恩典赐给我们的一个管道。
Mercy is the channel by which God give us his grace.
怜悯乃是恩典的一个管道。
Mercy is a channel of grace.
因为我们太不配了。
Because we are not worthy.
我们真的不配神的恩典。
We are not worthy of God's grace.
我们太不配了。
Indeed, we are not worthy.
我们被罪恶都被扭曲的不像样子。
We have been disfigured by sin.
我们太污秽了。
We are unclean.
这里面他没有说爱。
In here, it does not speak of love.
因为当我说我爱我妻子的时候，我说我可以用爱。
When I say I love my wife, I can use the word love.
但我不能说我怜悯我的妻子。
I cannot say I have mercy on my wife.
但是我在街上，有一个躺在路上的一个人。
If there is a person lying on the street,
他身上长的都是虫子。
He has worms and bugs crawling all over him.
那个时候你说你怜悯他。
At that point, you can say you have mercy on him.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前实在是太可怜了。
Before the Lord, we are truly pitiful.
我们和他的恩典相差太多。
We are so different from his grace.
所以神就因着他丰富的怜悯。
But because of his abundant mercy,
把他自己来赐给我们。
He offered himself to us.
所以怜悯啊，是恩典的一个管道。
So mercy is a channel of God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们来讲是太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is the most important thing to us.
我们要知道一件事，当我们没有蒙恩得救之前，我们是不配的。
We need to understand one thing, that before we were saved by grace, we were
就是我们蒙恩以后，我们还是不配的。
But even after we've been saved, we are still unworthy.
这是不是我们常常有的光景呢？
Isn't this our condition?
我们常常软弱。
We are often weak.
我们明明知道主的心意。
We we know what God's will is.
我们知道这个时候是需要看圣经的时候。
We know that at this time we are supposed to be reading the Bible.
但是我们就把那个电视打开了。
But somehow we just turned on the TV.
那个 NBA 就把我们的时间全给夺去了。
And that TV takes up all our time.
那个网络就把我们的时间都给网去了。
And the network, the internet takes up all our time.
当我们看完了以后。
After we've watched,
那已经半夜了。
It's already midnight.
我们觉得很后悔。
We have lots of regret.
哎，主啊。
We're remorseful and we say, Oh Lord.
这一晚上又过去了。
This evening has passed.
我决志。
I decided.
我立志。
I promise.
我明天就看圣经。
From tomorrow on, I will read the Bible.
明天我再也不看这些东西了。
I will not watch these other things anymore.
到了第二个周末，你又看同样的事情。
In the second weekend, you do the same thing.
到了一个时候，你都不好意思了。
After a while, you become you're ashamed.
甚至你都不好意思来聚会了。
Maybe you are so ashamed that you will not come to the fellowship anymore.
有一个姊妹，她也是做见证。
Once a sister gave this testimony.
每一次神感动她要看圣经，她就是看小说。
Each time the Lord moves her to read the scriptures, she will start reading a novel.
而且到网上去看小说。
And she will read the novels on the internet.
她说她天天就被那小说抓住。
And she has been captured every day by those
novels. 她那个时候给她母亲传福音。
When she was sharing the gospel with her mother.
然后她说我上楼上去看圣经。
She said, I'm going to go upstairs and read the Bible.
她在楼上看着一天的这个小说。
But she spent the whole day upstairs reading those novels.
她来到聚会里边的时候。
When she came to the meeting.
她说她抬不起头来。
She could not even raise her head.
她看看她自己。
When she sees herself.
没有一点可爱的地方。
There's nothing that is worthy.
看看她的行为。
When she looks at her actions.
与神所赐给的恩典一点都不相配。
It is not worthy of God's grace.
他说我根本就不好意思在那祷告。
She said I was too ashamed to even pray.
我感谢神。
But I thank the Lord.
耶和华有怜悯。
Because our Lord is merciful.
他那天他跟神祷告。
That day she prayed to the Lord.
主求你再怜悯我。
She said, Lord, once again, show me your mercy.
好，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们不敢来到神面前的时候。
When we do not dare to come before the Lord.
我们在神面前有一个回头的路。
We have a way to turn back to the Lord.
可能我们觉得我们不配神的爱。
Perhaps you believe that you do not.
可能我们觉得我们不配得神的恩典。
You're not worthy of God's grace.
因着神的怜悯。
But because of God's mercy.
因着他的怜悯永远都不断。
Because His mercy will not.
因为在他那里永远有一个再怜悯。
He will have mercy on you.
我们还可以来到他的面前。
That we can come again back to Him.
就好像弥迦书那里告诉我。
Just like in Micah, it tells us.
Oh, 他必再怜悯我们。
He will show compassion on us.
他必再怜悯我们。他要将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，将我们一切的罪投于深海。
He will have compassion on us and hurl our iniquities into the depth of the sea.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神永远有一个再怜悯。
He will have compassion.
如果我们肯。
If we are willing.
只要我们肯。离开罪恶。
If we are willing to leave,
只要我们肯回头。
If we are willing to turn back,
所以有的你都回都回不了。
Sometimes we cannot even turn back.
你被世界抓得牢牢的。
You have been so captured by
the world. 你被情欲捆得紧紧的。
You have been captured so by your desires.
但是只要你肯回头。
But if you are willing to turn back,
神必再怜悯我们。
The Lord will have again His mercy.
还要把他的恩典。再赐给我们。
Once again, He will show us His grace.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's mercy.
神的怜悯乃是恩典的管道。
God's mercy is the channel of His grace.
然后后面接着告诉我们。
It tells us, it continues to tell us.
他说，耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒。
Says the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger.
这里告诉我们是什么是怜悯呢？
What does it tell us about mercy here?
什么是神的怜悯呢？
What is God's mercy?
就是不轻易发怒。
He is slow to anger.
不是不发怒。
It is not that he does not get angry.
今天很多人以为说，如果是怜悯就不发怒。
Many people believe that today, if there is mercy, there is no anger.
这是错误的。
This is incorrect.
至少那不是神的怜悯。
At least that is God's mercy.
神的怜悯 是要发怒的。
God's mercy will be angry.
是必须发怒的。
There is anger.
怒气已经都发了。
The anger has already risen.
但是呢，却不轻易的发出来。
But it is slow.
那个怒气已经好像都怒气填胸了。
It's as if the anger has been filled full.
却不轻易的发出来。
But it is not easily expressed.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
弟兄姊妹，神为什么会发怒？
Why does the Lord anger?
神为什么要发怒？
Why does the Lord need to be angry?
因为神太爱我们了。
Because the Lord loves us so.
因为神太恨罪恶了。
Because he hates sin.
罪恶把人给玷污了。
Because sin had contaminated man.
当人去犯罪的时候，
When man sins,
神就要发怒。
The Lord will be angry.
只要人在罪恶中当中。
If man is in sin, the Lord will be angry.
神就要发怒。
He will be angry.
有的时候我们觉得说，如果我犯的是个很大的罪。
Sometimes we think that if we commit a large sin.
比如说杀人了。
If I committed murder.
或者行淫乱了。
Or committed adultery.
或者我拜偶像了。
Or I worship idols.
那神真是要发怒了。
And then the Lord will be angry.
如果我只说个谎。
But if I only tell a lie.
或是犯了一个很干净的罪
If I commit a clean sin
其实罪都不干净的但是我们感觉我们犯了非常小非常小的一个罪
No sin is clean but we think that if it's just a small sin
很多的时候在世上人都觉得自己是非常好的人
Many people in this world feel that that you're a very good person
哦，就如果说我们有罪的话
Even if I said I had no sin
罪不该死的
I'm not worthy of death.
我遇见很多这样的朋友。
I met many people like this.
他们罪该死的。
They say that other people are.
他们罪该万死。
Other people deserve to die 1,000 times.
但是我的罪不该死。
But I do not deserve to die.
我是有罪，我不完全没错。你要讲很多，我一定是有你们说的那个没错。
If you want to talk about it, for sure I will have some sins.
但是我的罪太轻了。
But my sins are so small.
我的罪不该死。
My sins are not deserving of death.
弟兄姊妹，我们不认识什么是罪。
Brothers and sisters, we do not understand what sin is.
我们不晓得罪是何等的害人呢。
We do not understand the damage that sin causes.
我们想说，如果受到很轻很轻的犯罪的话。
If we think that we commit a very very light sin.
如果受到好像一个很干净很干净的罪的话。
If we talk about a very clean sin.
实际上，在伊甸园里面。人犯的罪，那是最轻的一个罪。
If you think about it, the sin that man committed in the Garden of Eden, that was the lightest of all sins.
我想我们今天在座每一个人犯的都比那个要重。
I believe that each of us here have committed sins.
那是一个最轻最轻的一个罪。
That is the lightest sin.
但是我们知道那一个罪是何等的害人的。
But we know that even that sin, how much damage it has done to man.
在哥林多后书十一章那里给我们一个解释。
In 2 Corinthians 11, it tells us.
我们可以翻一下。
We can look at it.
这里保罗说：“我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。”第二节
verse 2。I am jealous for you for godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband to Christ so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
我只怕你们的心或偏于邪失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
这里告诉我们罪是怎样的害人呢？
Tells us here just how much sin has damaged man.
就是最轻最轻的一个罪。
Even the lightest of sins.
叫人在神的面前失去了童身。
It caused man to lose his
失去了贞洁。
It lost his purity before God.
弟兄姊妹，不需要犯很大很大的罪。
You do not need to commit a great sin.
最轻最轻的罪。
Even the lightest of all sins.
你就没有办法再来到神的面前。
You cannot come before the Lord again.
在以弗所书那里面说，我们都成了可怒之子。
Ephesians it tells us that we become the sons of destruction.
那里面不是说 become， 那是本来就是可怒之子。
It tells us that we are the sons of destruction.
我们生下来就是可怒之子。
Even when we were born, we were the
我们还没有行出罪行来，我们就是可怒之子。
Even before we expressed out our sinful nature,
因为罪的生命已经在我们的里面。
Because of our sinful nature,
我们还没有生下来，我们已经失去了我们的童身。
Even before we were born, we've lost our purity.
弟兄姊妹，神是何等的恨恶罪恶呢？
The Lord, how he hates sin.
他看见罪恶就要发怒。
When he sees sin, he will be angry.
他不能看罪的。
He cannot see sin.
如果你让他看罪的话，
If you cause him to look at sin,
只能够是成为可怒之子。
You can only be the sons of destruction.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识什么是罪，
If we do not understand what sin is,
如果我们里面没有恨罪的感觉，
If we do not have this hatred for sin within us,
实在没有办法明白什么是神的怜悯，
then we cannot understand what is God's mercy.
神的怜悯乃是跟怒气相关的。
God's mercy is connected to his anger.
是已经怒气到了顶点了。
It is when his anger has been full.
确实慢慢的发怒。
But it is only expressed in a slowly.
就是不轻易的发怒。
He is slow to anger.
我觉得圣经上翻得非常的好。
I think it's translated very well in the Bible.
不轻易的发怒。
He is slow to anger.
什么是不轻易的发怒呢？
What does it mean to be slow to anger?
所以在英文里面就说是慢慢的发怒。
In the English it says the anger is expressed in a slow.
照着人犯罪的光景。
According to God's, according to man's sin,
神应该立刻就把人毁掉的。
God should have immediately destroyed man.
但是神却慢慢的发怒。
But God's anger is expressed.
多慢呢？
Slow. And how slow is it?
每一次如果神要发怒的话，
If each time the Lord expresses anger,
他总是先警告我们。
He always warns.
你读旧约圣经。
If you read the Old Testament.
神从来没有刑罚过任何一个国家，毁灭任何一个地方，而不警告他的。
God had never destroyed or punished any nation without warning them first.
像迦南地。
For example, in the land of Canaan.
神借着亚伯拉罕在那里为神做见证。
The Lord used Abraham to.
亚伯拉罕在那里见证神是怎样的一位神。
Abraham testified for the Lord and.
那是天地的主，至高的神。
He is the King of Heaven.
是叫死人复活，死无边为有的神。
He is the God who causes man to be risen from the dead.
但是过了四百年。
But after 400 years.
警告他们过了四百年以后。
He had warned them for 400 years.
神的怒气才向他们发作。
Only then did God express his anger.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神，他每次如果要发怒的话。
If the Lord each time the Lord desires to express his anger,
他一定警告我们
的。He first warns us.
而且屡次的警告我们。
And he warns us many times.
路加在这个福音书里面，我们记得那个葡萄园的比喻。
We know the parable of the vineyard in the Gospel of Luke.
神为了要从葡萄园里收果子，一而再再而三派他的仆人去。
Because the Lord desired to gathered the grapes from the vineyard he had caught he had sent his servants many times.
神是何等慢慢的发怒呢？
The Lord has how slow is God's anger?
他跟我们完全不一样的。
He is completely different from us.
哦，我们有时候看见孩子这个犯了规矩了。
When we see that our children are disobedient.
哦，一点这个 warning 都没有，一点这个警告都没有的。
We do not give any warning.
哦，马上就是打呀。
And we immediately our hands are striking.
马上就关到黑屋子里去了。
We lock them up in the dark room.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的不认识神的怜悯。
We do not understand God's mercy.
神的怜悯是慢慢发怒的。
The Lord is slow to anger.
所以你就在家里面，你就这个让夫妻之间这个产生那个难处。那个最多的就是因为我们太容易发怒了。
You know the thing that causes the most conflicts between husband and wife is that we are so quick to anger.
只要一句话不顺心。
If only one sentence is not.
做一件事不顺眼。
You do something that is not.
你发现那个怒气就发出来了。
It's not pleasing. Immediately the anger comes out.
弟兄姊妹，神的怜悯是慢慢的发怒。
you know that the Lord's anger is slow.
不仅他这个这个要警告。
Not only does he warn.
而且呢，你发现他就是定罪也很慢的。
Even when he condemns, he is slow.
他定罪是非常慢的。
He is slow in condemning.
当人很快定罪的，神就不喜悦。
When man is quick to condemn someone, the Lord dislikes this.
对不对？
We remember the story of Elijah.
他说：“你看这些以色列人，他们杀了你的先知，毁了你的祭坛，这就剩我一个了。”
And you remember when Elijah said to the Lord that, "Look at these people; they have killed all your prophets, and they have destroyed your altar, and I'm the only one left."
常常很快的就定罪。
And we quickly condemn.
很快就定罪了。
We quickly condemn.
但是神的定罪是非常慢的。
But the Lord's condemnation is slow.
有的时候我们在彼此侍奉的里面。
Sometimes when we serve together.
如果我们有了矛盾的话。
Sometimes we have conflicts.
是不是我们常常就定了罪了？
Do we quickly condemn the other?
这个人就是这个样子了。
We say this person is like this.
他不会再改变了。
He will never be changed.
他这一辈子就是这样了。
He will be like this for the rest of his life.
弟兄姊妹，我们不懂得什么叫怜悯。
We do not know what is mercy.
神的不仅他这个有警告，而且他的定罪都是非常非常慢的。
Not only does he always warn us, even his condemning,
就算神已经定罪了。
Even when he has condemned us,
他那个审判的实行啊，还是往后拖的。
His judgment is, he delays his judgment.
我们知道索多玛、俄摩拉的故事。
We know the story of the Sodom and Gomorrah.
神真的定他们罪的。
We know that the Lord had condemned them.
但是神说，我还要下来再看一看。
But he said, I need to come down and look again.
还有没有人愿意悔改？
Is there anyone who is willing to repent?
是不是还有一两个人可以救出来？
Are there any righteous who can be saved?
我们的神，他慢慢的发怒。
Our Lord is slow to anger.
我感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
因为他不喜悦恶人死亡。
He does not desire in the destruction of the wicked.
有的时候，当我们读先知书的时候
，Sometimes when we read the prophets,
我们都替神着急。
We worry for the Lord.
我们读这个以西结书的时候。
When we read Ezekiel,
神早就借着以西结书把耶路撒冷全都毁掉了。
The Lord had already said, by Ezekiel that Jerusalem will be destroyed.
你读来读去，怎么审判还没有到啊？
And you read through the Ezekiel, and you're wondering why hasn't the destruction come?
一遍又一遍，一遍又一遍。
One again and again.
神何等盼望有人悔改。
The Lord desires that someone will repent.
我们的神他实在有丰富的怜悯。
Our Lord is truly abounding in His mercy.
他慢慢的发怒。
He is slow to anger.
不仅他是慢慢的发怒。
Not only is He slow to anger.
他后面还告诉我们。
And it continues to tell us.
第九节说他不长久责备，也不永远还怒。
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
就算有天神的怒气发出来了。
Even if one day the Lord's anger is poured out.
圣经告诉我们，他的怒气总是转眼之间。
The Bible tells us that his anger is only for a moment.
他的恩典却是一生之久。
But his mercy is lasts a lifetime.
第十节告诉我们。
Verse 10 it tells us.
不仅神的审判是慢的。
Not only is his
不仅神的怒气是短的。
Not only is his anger slow and short.
而且程度也是小的。
It is not severe.
他说他没有按我们的过犯待我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sin.
他也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Nor punish us according to our iniquities.
就算有一天神真的要把他的愤怒好像要临到我们身上了。
Even if one day it looks like the Lord is going to pour out his anger on us.
他在旧约圣经里告诉我们说，他乃是用人的杖来责罚我们。
The Old Testament tells us the Lord uses the rod of man to condemn us.
而且不能过分的。
He does not overdo it.
谁要胆敢那个过分的话呢？神就要审判他。
If anyone punish beyond what is appropriate, he will condemn them.
神手里有审判的杖。
The Lord has the rod of punishment in his hands.
神手中审判的杖只有一次落下来。
His rod of punishment has only come down once.
是落在他儿子的身上。
And it came down on his son.
乃是在十字架上。
It is on the cross.
神的怒气都发尽。
That God emptied his wrath.
这是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
他没有把怒气发在我们的身上。
God did not pour out his wrath on us.
乃是神的儿子为了我们挂在十字架上。
But the Son of God was hung on the cross for us.
神的怜悯是不轻易发怒，弟兄姊妹。
The Lord's mercy is slow to anger.
所以我们的神他最有智慧。
Because our Lord is the most wise.
圣经告诉我们说，不轻易发怒的大有聪明，大有智慧。
The Bible tells us that those who are slow to anger are great in understanding and wisdom.
当我们在家里面和配偶交往的时候，
when we communicate with our spouses at home,
我们讲的话常常没有智慧。
Often our words are not filled with wisdom.
我们一句话就把人给就激怒了。
With one word, we can cause someone to.
我们一句话就把人给伤到了。
We can hurt somebody, and we can cause the anger to come out.
弟兄姊妹，不轻易发怒的大有。
Those who are slow to anger are great in mercy.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。
Those who are slow to anger are greater than the great warriors.
神没有用他的怒气来征服我们。
The Lord did not conquer us by his wrath or anger.
是用他丰富的怜悯。
But by his abounding mercy.
不论我们里面多么刚硬。
No matter how hard we are inside.
我们怎样的背逆抵挡他。
No matter how we reject and resist him.
当我们摸到神的怜悯的时候，
but when we touch God's mercy,
我们都伏在他的脚下，
we can only bow at his feet.
弟兄姊妹，当我们出去传福音的时候，
brothers and sisters, when we go out and share the gospel,
你靠什么？
What do you depend on?
你靠才能吗？
Do you depend on your talents?
你靠你的力量吗？
Do you depend on your strength?
弟兄姊妹，乃是靠神把他的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Or do you depend on the love that God has poured out in you?
如果我们里面真的有怜悯灵魂的心，
if we have a merciful spirit within us,
像昨天晚上弟兄所给我们交通的，
just as the brother had shared with us last night,
当芬尼弟兄去传福音的时候，
when brother Finney went out to share the gospel,
他看见灵魂他就流泪。
When he sees a mercy, he sheds his tears.
一个有怜悯的人，他胜过勇士。
A person who has mercy is greater than a warrior.
他不需要讲什么。
He does not need to say anything.
人就伏在基督的脚下。
People will just bow down before the feet of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
神的怜悯是不轻易发怒。
God's mercy is slow to anger.
如果我们认识神的怜悯乃是不轻易的发怒。
If we understand that God's mercy is slow to anger,
弟兄姊妹，我们就不敢对那些作恶的人心怀不平。
Then we will not dare to fret because of the evil ones.
主说，你看见作恶的跌倒的时候，你不要欢喜。
The Lord tells us for us not to rejoice when the evil ones fall.
他扑倒的时候，你不要高兴。
When they tripped and fallen, do not rejoice.
免得怒气从他身上转到你的身上，
so that the wrath that was on him will not turn to you.
你不要为作恶的心怀不平。
Do not fret because of the evil ones.
你不要为你道路通达的心怀不平。
Do not fret because those evil ones, the wicked has prospers.
如果我们认识什么叫做慢慢的发怒，
if we understand what it means to be slow in anger,
我们知道我们和别人一样。
Then we will understand that we are just like everyone else.
我们都是可怒之子。
For we are all sons of
destruction. 我们本是可怒之子，和别人是一样的。
Before we are just like everyone else, we are all sons of destruction.
所以圣经上说，如果我们没有怜悯的话，
the Bible tells us if we do not have mercy,
就要受无怜悯的审判。
We will face the unmerciful condemnation.
保罗在写罗马书第一章的时候，
whenPaul wrote Romans chapter 1.
写了很多很多人类犯的罪。
He talked about many sins of man.
最后一个是什么呢？
What was the last sin?
是不怜悯。
He says the last sin was the one who is unmerciful.
在神的感觉里，
In God's feelings.
人最后犯的一个罪就是不怜悯人。
The last sin that man commits is that he is not merciful.
因为我们太不配不怜悯别人了。
Because we are not worthy of not having shown mercy.
我们是和别人一样的。
We are just like everyone else.
而我们却不怜悯别人。
And if we do not show mercy to other people.
弟兄姊妹，不怜悯人好像是我们人最爱犯的一个罪。
Not showing mercy is like this is the sin that we most often
commit.
But in God's eyes, this is the sin that we ought not to commit.
弟兄姊妹，我们在罪里是何等的深呢？
How deep we are in our sins.
愿我们早晨真的被神的光照亮。
This morning, may we truly be shined
upon
by God's light.
什么是神的怜悯？
That we may understand what is God's mercy.
我们知道这个我们的神他是非常荣耀的。
We know that our Lord is very glorious.
你知道他在本性里有许多的美丽的性情。
We know that in his nature there are many beautiful characters.
有些的性情是神特别把他看守的。
There are certain characters that he guard most
precious. 是任何的人都没办法模仿的。
There's those characters cannot be
是任何那些那个做偶像的人所没法做出来的。
Those characters cannot be imitated, and those people who create God idols cannot.
没有一个人做出的偶像可以说出将来发生的事。
There's no idol that can tell what's going to happen.
只有我们的神可以说出将来发生的事。
Only our Lord can say what is going to happen.
只有他是独一的真神。
Only He is the true God.
也没有一个人可以做出一个怜悯的偶像。
There is no, no one can create an idol that is merciful.
弟兄姊妹，今天人有的做的偶像是嬉皮笑脸的。
There are some idols today that men create that are always happy.
有的做的那个偶像是满面怒气的。
There are some idols that are full of anger and wrath.
有的是打着脸的。
打着脸。
就是很难
。Some idols have very ugly faces.
但是他们怎么着也做不出来是不轻易发怒的事。
There is no way.
不轻易发怒的偶像做不出来。
But it's impossible for them to create an idol that is slow to anger.
弟兄姊妹，怜悯是神本性的荣耀。
Mercy is the glory of God's nature.
当摩西在西乃山上求看神荣耀的时候。
When Moses asked the Lord, requested the Lord to see God's glory, the Lord said, I will declare my name. He will cause all his goodness to pass before Moses. And then he said, says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. I have compassion on whom I have compassion.
弟兄姊妹，怜悯是神本性的荣耀。
Mercy
is
Mercy is God, the glory of God's character. It is the first name that He declares. We may have some understanding of God's mercy. He did not stop here.
这里说，耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒。
Says the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger.
且有丰盛的慈爱
and abounding in compassion.
前面只是讲了消极的一面
and before it only talks about a passive perspective.
后面这句话讲到积极的一面
This second portion talks about something that is active.
神的怜悯不仅仅是不轻易发怒
Not only is he slow to anger,
且有丰盛的慈爱
but he is abounding in compassion.
这个慈爱有多丰富呢？
How abounding or how full is this compassion?
在新约圣经里面就给我们看得非常的清楚。
The New Testament shows us very clearly.
在路加福音第一章那里。
In Luke it tells us.
他说因神怜悯的心肠。
It says because of the tender mercy of our God.
叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
From the by which the rising sun will come to us from
heaven. 照亮我们这些坐在死荫和黑暗里的人。
To shine on those living in darkness and those in shadow of death.
弟兄姊妹，我们是可怒之子。
We are the objects of wrath.
我们只配坐在死荫和黑暗的里面。
We are only worthy of living in darkness and the shadow of death.
神，他要清晨的日光照亮我们。
But the Lord shines on us from the rising sun.
他把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
He leads our feet into the path of peace.
哦，这还。不是那个丰富的慈爱，
This is not just the abounding compassion.
这刚才那个慈爱的开始。
This is only the beginning of God's
compassion. 他让我们所走这条平安的路是往上去的。
This path that He takes us on of peace is
一直往上去的。
It ascends all the way up.
你到了以弗所书第二章的时候，你就看见那个光景。
And when you get to Ephesians chapter 2, you
can see. 本来是坐在死荫和黑暗里的人。
Initially we were living in darkness and
the shadow
of death. But because of His abundant mercy, because of His great love for us, that while we were dead in our transgressions, He caused us to live. That we may be resurrected with Christ and be seated with Him in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是且有丰盛的慈爱。
This is abounding in compassion.
什么是神的怜悯？
What is God's mercy?
神的怜悯乃是神的抬举。
It is when God lifts us up.
它是从最低的宇宙中最低的地方。
It is from the lowest point in the universe.
把我们抬到宇宙最高的地方。
He has lifted us up to the highest point in the universe.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面真的看见什么是神的怜悯。
If we can see what is God's mercy from inside, we will offer ourselves completely to His hands. There is no one who has seen God's mercy and not offer himself to God. I've shared this testimony with some brothers and sisters before. And I'll share this testimony once again.
这个纽西兰有一个姊妹，她到中国大陆去做外教。
There is a sister from New Zealand that went to be a ambassador in China.
她这个白天就是教英文。
During the daytime she would teach English.
那么业余的时候呢，就传福音。
Oh, and then when she had time, she would share the gospel. So many people know that this is what she does. You come as a teacher only in pretense. So many of the people around her know about her. One morning, very early in the morning, even before the sun rose,
那么就有人来摁他的门铃。
Somebody came and pushed on her door, knocked on her door.
他就把门打开，这么早有谁来呢？
And she opened the door and she was thinking, who? It's so early, who is coming?
他一打开门，没有人。
And when she opened the door, there was nobody there.
一个人都没有。
No one was there.
然后他要把门关上。
And she closed the door.
当要关门的时候。
Just before she closed the door,
他看底下有一个孩子。
And she noticed a baby on the floor. And when she saw the baby, she realized exactly why the parents ran away. Because the child had Down syndrome. Will she take this baby? If she takes this baby, the baby's whole life's responsibility is in her hands. And she picked her up. After a month, somebody else, there was another knock at the door. Once again, the same thing happened. The parents are gone. And it's another child. And muscular dystrophy. Or actually polio, I think. After another 6 months. And she had raised many children. Brothers and sisters. What is our condition before the Lord? How foolish we are before the Lord. How lame are we before the Lord? How blind are we before the Lord? But in God's abounding compassion, He has picked each one of us up. What does it mean to offer? you ask the child, what does it mean to sacrifice?
奉献就是去让父让这个姊妹把她抱起来。
The sacrifice is for this sister to pick up these babies.
还是让这个姊妹来怜悯她。
To show mercy on these children.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们看见谁的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, if today we see God's mercy,
我们不是献不献的问题。
It is not whether we give or not.
是献得上献不上的问题。
It's whether we have something to give or not.
这些孩子有什么可以献给这一个养他们的姊妹？
What do these babies have anything to give to this sister?
他们所有需用的都是这个姊妹来照顾他们。
All their needs have been.
无论是去医院，是吃药，是打针，全是这个姊妹照顾她。
All their needs are fulfilled by this sister, whether it's going to the hospital or taking medication.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这叫做神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
如果我们看见神的怜悯
，If we see God's mercy,
我们看见神诸般的怜悯
，If we see His abundant mercy,
我们就甘愿把我们自己奉献在神的手里。
Then we will offer ourselves in the hands of God.
神在他诸般的怜悯里面，竟然接受我们的奉献。
Because in God's rich, the richness of God's mercy, that He will accept our offering.
这叫做且有丰盛的慈爱。
This is what it means to be abundant in compassion.
这是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
神丰盛的慈爱还没有停在这里。
God's abundant compassion does not end here.
在以弗所书第二章里，后来还告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us.
还有将他那极丰富的恩典和他所显的恩慈，借着这一般的人显给后来世代的看。
It says that in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
哦，神丰盛的慈爱没有停在说我们得到神的怜悯。
God's abundant compassion does not just stop when we receive God's mercy.
丰盛的慈爱乃是让我们也成为一个祝福的器皿。
His abundant compassion causes us to become a vessel of God's mercy.
让我们因着他丰盛的慈爱。
But because of His abundant compassion,
我们也愿意成为一个怜悯别人的人。
That we may become people who show mercy to others.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见神的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, if we see God's mercy,
我们真的愿意从心里面来遵行他的旨意。
We will, from the depths of our heart, be willing to carry out His will.
神向我们所要的到底是什么呢？
What is it that God desires from us?
难道是钱吗？
Is it money?
难道是你那一点时间吗？
Is it your time?
难道是我们自己以为我们可以给神的吗？
Is it something that you feel like you can give to God?
圣经告诉我们说，神所要的是什么呢？
What does God desire from us?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
What does God desire from you? It is to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不怜悯我们周围的人。
If we do not show mercy on those around
us,
if we do not learn to be merciful in your families, truly we have not obeyed God's commands. There is nothing that we can do that we can take into
heaven.
God wants us to be a merciful people.
这是他要的。
This is what he desires.
这是他的旨意。
This is his will.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们肯顺服神的旨意，
if we're willing to obey God's commands,
你会发现神会把更多的怜悯加给我们。
He will give us even more of his mercy.
因为圣经上说，连续人的怎么样，必蒙连续人。
Says those who show mercy will be shown to them.
他的怜悯是何等的丰富啊！
How abundant is God's mercy?
超过我们所求所想的。
It is beyond what we can imagine.
如果我们真的有一点点怜悯的心，
even if we have a little bit of mercy,
我们应该顺服神的旨意。
Even if we just are obedient to God's will,
我们怜悯那些失丧的灵魂。
If we have mercy on those
souls
who are lost,
我们怜悯那些软弱的。
If we have mercy on those who are weak,
怜悯那些常常不来聚会的。
If we have mercy on those who do not. If we bring all those who are injured back into God's house, you will find the the deeper mercy of God. Sometimes we feel that if God has mercy on me, then God will use me. That God has truly blessed me. But brothers and sisters, God's mercy is very deep. When we read the Old Testament, some of God's prophets, they truly were used by the Lord. For example, Habakkuk. God used him. His the revelation he received from the Lord was great. Says the righteous shall live by faith. We only understood this in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, the Lord had already revealed this to Habakkuk. But at that time, Habakkuk did not feel that the Lord had used him. When he was serving,
it
says, even if there are no fruits on the vine, there are no olives on the olive tree. Everything is withered. There are no sheep in the fold. And there is no harvest in the land. If you were in a fellowship and this is how you served, and you served many years and there is only a few people, do you feel that there is God's mercy? Do you feel that the Lord has used you? God's mercy is very deep. He knows that how easily we are destroyed. So Paul testifies. He says, because of the revelation he received was so great, that's why you see that in his life there are so many difficulties. And all the churches he had served in Asia Minor, all those churches during his service had rejected him. In the eyes of man, it seems that God did not have mercy on him, that God did not use him. But this is the deeper mercy of God. He protects the vessels that he uses. He will keep them to that day, that they may receive glory, that they may see the face of God. Brothers and sisters, may we truly understand God's mercy, that we may become a people who show mercy to others, the one that accomplishes God's will. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, you have lifted us out of the miry clay. You have lifted us up from the, that we may sit on the seat of glory today, that we may be seated in the heavenly realms with you, that today we may offer ourselves to you. What are we? What are we that we may be able to stand before you and sing a song to you? This morning, may your spirit open us up, that we may see that you are compassionate and gracious, that you are slow to anger,
and
you are abundant in love.
主, 我们敬拜你,
Lord, we worship you.
主, 愿你的怜悯在我们身上产生出那个果效来,
that your mercy will bear fruit in our lives.
我们把我们自己完全的奉献在你的手里,
we offer ourselves completely into
你让我们,
your hands.
每一个人都被做成一个荣耀的器皿,
that each of us may be,
每一个都成为一个蒙怜悯的器皿,
that each of us may be built into a glorious vessel, a vessel of mercy.
你恩待我们,
be gracious to us. Listen to our prayer. In our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.